In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Hey, good day, good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. So glad to be with you today. I have learned something from the people in Trinidad, which I want to bring to you that's so simple, and I knew it, but I couldn't put words to it. You know, have you ever known something that you couldn't put words to? But then when someone says it, you say, you know what, that's exactly what I've been doing. But now you've put words to this. Now, I'm going to talk about what so many people do. So many people do, they call it formation, okay? Formation. So if you go in a religious order, they have a formation, okay? Now, formation is very good. They want to form you according to the founder. That's very wonderful. But what they're missing, is the first step. Before a person can be formed, they must encounter. They must encounter the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. If there is no encounter with Jesus, you cannot form people. You understand what I'm saying? You can give them a structure. You can tell them that, you know, we fast on Wednesdays and Fridays. You can say all these things, which are true. But you see, there are three steps. First is it's encounter. Second is formation. And third is being sent out on mission. If there is no encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, formation is useless. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there is no encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Spirit, formation is useless. Because what you're doing is you have a structure and you have a religion. You have religion. Now, I have no problem about fasting on Friday and Wednesday. That's a good thing to do. I have no problem about saying your prayers. That's a good thing to do. I have no problem about sitting in front of the Eucharist. That's a great thing to do. But if encounter with Jesus has not become a reality in people's lives, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a lot of good things to do, but you're never going to be able to have a mission to bring the gospel out to people because you've only been formed in a way of life without meeting Jesus, without experiencing the power of God. Without experiencing the Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? This is so simple. I always knew this, but I couldn't put it into words that before you form people, they must encounter the Lord Jesus Christ. They must encounter. And now, this is biblical. This is biblical. First of all, we have the encounter on Easter Sunday. The Lord Jesus Christ coming and breathing his Spirit into them. Receive the Holy Spirit. Sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Who sins you retain shall be retained. Then you have the great encounter of Pentecost 50 days later. And what happened at Pentecost? There was a rushing mighty wind and there was fire. And tongues of fire were over the heads of the apostles. This is the great encounter. The great encounter. They had been formed by the word of God with Jesus. Now this encounter with the risen Christ causes them to leave the room and to do the mission, to proclaim, this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need the encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ in order for anything to happen. You cannot do anything without an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be formed. Maybe you'll be formed as a secular Franciscan or as a secular Carmelite or a secular whatever. That's fine. But unless there is an encounter with Jesus, a Pentecostal encounter with Jesus, I'm going to tell you the mission will not ever, ever, ever happen. It'll always die. It'll always, that's why, I'm going to tell you, that's why founders of religious orders, when they die, usually the religious order goes downhill. Why? Because the with Jesus. They don't. Let's take the Franciscans, okay? The Franciscans, Francis is the founder. Francis had a great encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Many encounters with the Lord Jesus Christ. His men with him had many encounters with the Lord Jesus Christ. He taught them, the priests, yes, even silently. He taught them to fast. He taught them, that formation, taught them to live for Jesus, to go the extra mile. He taught them to go into the mission field. But first, there was the encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. No encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no mission. But you see, after the founder dies, what begins to happen? We bring people into the order, and we have formation. Now, formation is okay, but if there is no encounter, there will be no zeal. It's like having an automobile without gasoline. It's like having an automobile without gasoline. That's what it is. There's nothing. It's like having an automobile without any spark. Do you understand what I mean? You see, you need the spark. Without the encounter with Jesus, formation is useless. The only thing you have is religion. Religion is good when religion is empowered by the encounter and many encounters with the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Then you go out and do the mission. Now, how can we expect people to go out and do the mission when they have not encountered Jesus? Well, who are they going to draw people to? They are going to draw people to a religious institution. A religious institution is wonderful when it is power-packed by the encounter of Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit. It's so important. That's why in Evangelization for the Modern World, Paul the Sixth talks about this necessary encounter with Jesus. That evangelization is not bringing people to mass. Evangelization is meeting Jesus in the power of the Spirit. Evangelization is coming to know Jesus in the power of the Holy Ghost. No encounter, then there's not going to be any mission. You can form people up and down the line, but unless there is an encounter with Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit, you're just going to stop. Nothing will happen. That's why it was always important for Francis of Assisi, when the youngest person came into the order, he would sit at his feet and he would say, tell me about the Jesus that you love. Not tell me about the church. Tell me about the Jesus that you love. No encounter, no mission. And you know, I always knew this, but I couldn't put it into words. I couldn't put it into words. The three things that are necessary. First, encounter Jesus. Have a personal relationship with Jesus, knowing the power of the Holy Ghost. Then you form people. You form people into the order. You know, because they have different charisms with different orders. That's wonderful. And then you send them out. And you don't send them out to form people, you send them out that they might have encounters with Jesus. Now let's look at Pentecost. And let's see why so many people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. The scripture tells us in Acts 2 that they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And suddenly there was a rushing mighty wind that filled the whole place. And there were tongues of fire over the head of the 120. Now listen to this. Let's say there was a fire in your neighborhood, all right? And all of a sudden, the wind started to blow. And as the wind blew, the whole block was completely destroyed. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is what happened in Pentecost. It has nothing to do with destruction. The fire of God was on them, and the wind blew, and it caught 3,000 people that day. When you have wind and fire. I'm telling you, you have power. You have mission. Things happen. I'm going to tell you why people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. Because you cannot contain wind and fire. You cannot contain it. People who want to be control freaks will have nothing to do with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit to them is a dove, is a bird with a olive branch in his mouth, you see. But when you have wind and fire, you cannot contain it. The Spirit blows where he wills. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, when the Spirit blows where he wills, you're going to have things that'll happen that will not be in your structure. And you might not like it. There might be a demonic outburst that God is delivering a person. And it would have to happen in the middle of a service. Then you take care of it. When the wind and the fire are together, God begins to work powerfully. But I'm going to tell you, the power that he works in is not very neat and clean. That power that he works in is messy. Not that God is messy, but we are messy. When Jesus jumped from heaven into the womb of the Virgin Mary, he committed himself to messy human beings. The Holy Spirit is the only answer to the healing, delivering, and causing messy human beings to become what God wants them to become. It only happens in the Holy Spirit. It only happens with the wind and the fire. It only happens when the dew falls. It only happens when people get soaked. No matter how you say it. You see, but wind and fire cannot be contained. And people who want to contain things want nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. You know, I've been part of the charismatic renewal for 150 years, okay? And what I have seen, and this is my observation, now maybe things are different now, what I have seen, and this is all over the country, that it has petered out. Why? Because many leaders do not want the manifestation of wind and fire. They want things very neat. We're going to have 10 minutes to worship. We're going to have 5-minute witness. We're going to have a 7-minute teaching. We'll have another couple of songs, and then we'll have coffee. But I'm telling you, when we started in 1970, I'm telling you the wind and the fire went together, and it caused a great encounter with many, many, many people, because we were not stopping the wind and the fire. We were not saying, you can't do this, you can't do that. We didn't know what we were doing. We had to depend upon God. We were welcoming the wind and the fire. And we had converts of young people, old people, many people, thousands of people at the cenacle. Why? Because wind and fire caused great encounter. We did not try to contain it. But see, as you get older, you become a lot more conservative in those areas. You want everything to look nice. You want everything to sound nice. Well, I'm going to tell you, when Jesus met the man with the Gadarene, at the Gadarene, and he was filled with demons, it didn't look nice and it didn't sound nice. But under the power of the Spirit, that man was delivered. Things might not look nice, and they might not sound nice, but when the wind and the fire are together, there's going to be a great move of God. A great move of God. And God will not go against our free will. If we want to contain our little prayer group, if that's what we want to do, we can do that. But we will not see conversion. We will not see many things happen. We will not see many people healed. We will have a coffee clutch. We need the fire and the wind to work together. And we need to step aside as God is doing what he wants to do. If we do not do that, our group will die. And that's what's happened over all the United States. Wherever I've gone, they tell me charismatic renewal isn't what it used to be. Now, there are exceptions. Why? And I know why. Because they don't want the wind and the fire. They want to contain what they have. You cannot contain wind and fire. Wind and fire caused 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost to be converted. Wind and fire, the Spirit blows where He wills. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, we don't want that, because we want everything to look nice, we want everything to sound nice, and we don't want anyone, getting a little upset. I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit will upset your apple cart, because He'll tell you it's not your will, it's the will of the Lord. It's not your will, it's the will of the crucified, risen Lord. I'm going to do things my way. You just have to yield to the power of God. You have to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you want to do that? Well, if you don't, you know what He says? I'm going someplace else. You know what? I'm going someplace else because you've grieved me. You see, the Holy Spirit, wind and fire and dew and rain, I'm telling you, my friends, this is the power of God. This is what we live in, this dispensation. The power of God, the power of God, the power of God, the power of God, the power of God. But many people don't want the power of God. They want to be control freaks. They want to control everything that happens. And you know what? If you control everything that happens, nothing will happen. Oh, just give the Lord 30 days to do what He wants to do. Just give Him 30 days to do what He wants to do and see that He'll do things a lot better, a lot more accurate than you and me. Just allow Him to be who He is for 30 days in your groups. Allow the fire and the wind to come together. How do you do that? By worshiping God, by praising God. Last night we were at the Divine Mercy Shrine and we had the Eucharist. It was beautiful. I preached for 10 minutes. Not really. But I, you know what? I'm not a 10-minute preacher. So I preached maybe for 40 minutes. And we have the Blessed Sacrament. We receive our Lord. And then we started singing How Great Thou Art over and over again. The atmosphere changed. Then we declared healing, and we saw so much healing. We saw the wind and the fire. We didn't see the wind and the fire. We experienced the wind and the fire. People were healed. It was blessing. It was blessing. I told people on WECE what happened. One of the things I think is kind of cute. One young man, Spanish man, Fausto is his name. Fausto now had a rotary cuff problem, and he couldn't throw a ball hard. So we prayed with him. Father Anthony got a ball, and so he threw the ball hard at the door, and his arm was healed. But more than that, when he released that ball, Bob, who was in the last seat, got a healing of his rotary cuff. And you know what? Because when Fausto released that ball, faith was released, and Bob got the overflow. Fire and wind was blowing in that place last night. Fire and wind. I wasn't going to contain it. I wasn't going to contain it. None of my business. Let God be exalted. Let God arise. Let all of His enemies be scattered. I wasn't going to stop it. I welcome it. I welcome it. Father Tom, but you're not in control. Hallelujah. But it wasn't disorderly. There was nothing disorderly about it. It was as God was moving by His Spirit, the way He loves to move. And you know, we don't give Him a chance. Why? Because we would rather control things. And everyone who controls things never gets God's first best. You know, I just know this works. I know it works. Allowing the Holy Spirit to be the Holy Spirit. We are living in the day of Pentecost until the day when Jesus comes in glory. We are in the time of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit always gives us the encounter of Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings us to the cross. The Holy Spirit causes us to fall in love with Jesus. But there is power in that experience. There is power in that experience. And most people just go through formation. All the formation in the world will cause no mission ever to happen until people have the encounter with God, with Christ, in the power of the Spirit. That's why many religious orders have died out, because they have left the charism of the founder. But the charism of the founder started always with an encounter with Jesus Christ. With an encounter with Jesus Christ. I know how to bring people into that encounter. God has given me the grace how to bring people into the encounter with Jesus Christ. I have brought people by the grace of God that have been non-church people, never gone to church for 50 years. I brought them into the encounter with Jesus, their life was changed. Then they can be formed. And as they're formed, they can go out into the world, mission-minded. But no encounter, nothing happens. So simple. I could say it another way. No Pentecost, nothing happens. No fire and wind, nothing happens. There's a fire on the block, and the wind starts blowing, and the block is you cannot control it. The Holy Ghost is not that kind of fire. He's redemptive fire. He's redemptive wind. He brings us peace. No encounter with the power of the Holy Spirit. No formation. No formation and no encounter. No mission. And therefore you're left with a few people who had the encounter. That's why discipleship is so necessary. And I guess on Monday I'm going to be speaking about this as well as the prophetic anointing. I've been reading the second book of Kings, and I've been reading about Elijah and Elisha and the mantle that was placed upon Elisha. I'm going to tell you, my friends, you get the anointing by being around anointed people. You get the anointing by being discipled by anointed people. You are able to minister in power by being around men and women who minister in power. You cannot teach that. That cannot be taught. That is something that is caught. By being around, Elisha was around Elijah. And he wouldn't leave him. Even though he knew he was going up in the whirlwind. Even though all the prophets knew he was going up in the whirlwind. Elisha would not leave the master until he got what he came for. A double portion of the Spirit. My friends, I know this is reality. I'm not talking ragtime. This is reality. This is wonderful reality. You want an anointed life. You want a missionary life going out to people. You be around anointed people. You catch the anointing. The teaching is not enough, boys and girls. You can have all the teaching in the world, but without the anointing, without the power of the Holy Spirit, people aren't going to listen. Honest. I guess I'll conclude by talking about the time I was with the confirmation class. But I've said this before. I had them all sit on the ground, and we all sat on the ground. We praised the Lord. We sang a little song over and over and over again. And then I began to declare healing, and healing took place. As healing took place, I was able to teach them. Teach them about leadership, that they're not followers, but they should be leaders. followers all go over the brim, over the edge, over the cliff. We're called to be leaders, not followers. We're called to march to the beat of a different drummer. Oh, I taught them a lot that night, but I taught them as God was doing powerful things in their life, as God was healing them. And I could teach them about abortion. I could teach them about other things. Why? Because, you see, they were getting the encounter as we prayed with them. And then I could form them. God formed them. I could speak the word. So I'll be continuing this next week. I need to hear from you because we are thousands of dollars in debt. And I do need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. All my radio stations, if you want me to continue to be with you, you need to respond. We have thousands of dollars in debt, and we need to pay last month's bills, which would be February. So we haven't paid February's bills yet. And if you like this program, and this is a blessing to you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.